It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Some diners on the East Coast are acquiring a taste for snakehead. It's an exotic fish that moved here from Asia. As Sabri Benashour of member station WAMU reports, it's become a pricey delicacy around Washington, D.C., and area biologists are encouraging residents to eat all they can.
So let's go back 10 years, almost exactly, to when the snakehead came to Maryland. It looks like a python with multiple rows of teeth. Someone released it here.
The fish that can walk on land has multiplied.
We're saying that there could be thousands of these.
The so-called frankenfish could get into the Chesapeake Bay and cause...
Then there was a documentary and an unbelievably bad movie.
And they are coming.
Now, fast forward a decade.
My name is Carrie Kennedy.
And she's getting married.
So we're going to have a light lunch buffet, and that lunch buffet, like most weddings, is going to have chicken and fish. But the fish that we're going to have is going to be snakehead.
Kennedy is a fishery scientist for Maryland's Department of Natural Resources.
Snakehead's an invasive species here in Maryland, and we want it to go away, so we're trying to create a market.
And their strategy's kind of working. I mean, business in Maryland is almost booming.
We have a couple hundred pounds that we got in yesterday, and all this fish will be gone this weekend.
John Rorapaw is with ProFish, a wholesaler in northeast D.C. He's standing over crates of iced giant snakeheads. These fish can't walk on land, but they do breathe air, and they're ravenous. Check out what they found in these guys' bellies.
AA batteries, mice, bird's feet, turtles, baby turtles. Anything that swims past them that's living, they'll eat.
But Rorapaw says they are delicious.
We're actually next door. Louis Diner is right next to our warehouse. So earlier I brought over some snakehead fillet for him, and he put a light marinade on them. So we're going to throw them on the grill and let you taste them.
All right, let's try.
That's great.
It's almost not like fish.
When you bite into it, it almost feels like it falls apart because it's so tender.
This fish is mostly just available in fancy restaurants right now, and it's kind of pricey. Plus, it's called snakehead and looks like Jacques Cousteau's nightmares. So there are a lot of them still swimming around out there.
So what we'll do is we'll start shocking, and the generator's going to be running the whole time. And so don't fall in.
Okay.
John Odenkirk is a biologist with the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries, and he's standing on a boat on the Occoquan River surveying the snakehead population by basically tasering fish. The electric generator goes on, and fish fly everywhere. Glints of silver flash as fish of all types start spasming to the surface. And then one, two, three enormous snakeheads, some 3 feet long, emerge from the depths.
It's awesome. When you hit them like that.
Odenkirk measures the fish.
$6.99.
Tags them.
It's got a unique number on it. It says remove tag, report location, and kill fish.
And throws them back. Odenkirk says it looks like the snakeheads aren't turning out to be the ecological disaster people feared.
We still don't know. We don't have enough information to really make that call yet, and we probably won't for several more years. But it does look like some of the initial hysteria was probably overstated. Not probably, it was almost surely overstated.
It's still considered a threat, though. And back on shore, Carrie Kennedy is trying a sample for her wedding.
It's really good. The best thing would be if it wasn't around at all, but you know what? If you have lemons, you might as well make lemonade.
Or at least lemon wedges for a nice garnish. For NPR News, I'm Sabri Benashour.